Planting the evidence. This year, 3 million households in Britain will wake up to find their garden has been turned over by a new breed of burglar. As the trade in stolen shrubs, patio furniture and lawns flourishes into a lucrative black market, John Hind unearths the reason why our backyards have become fertile hunting ground for fly-by-night thieves. Shortly after moving into an avenue in Whitfield, Dundee, John and Debbie Dolan planted 11 flowering shrubs to brighten up their front garden. A week later, leaving their house at 4:30 a.m. to work in a bakery, John sensed something amiss. "I thought, funny," he recalls, "and I looked round and the garden was very tidy. The earth was level and everything seemed okay. Then I realized 9 of our shrubs had disappeared." Debbie was dumbfounded. A week later, John was getting into his car at 4:30 a.m., thought, funny, again, and clicked that there was now level earth where his and Debbie's remaining 2 shrubs had stood. Later that day, one of their shrubs was recovered. It had been dropped into the field opposite, and Debbie concluded that the thieves had decided at the very last moment it wasn't an impressive enough specimen to put in their van. So, we replanted it, damaged, in its original spot, and put everything into reviving it. One morning a fortnight later, John again thought, funny. The sole survivor was gone, for good. When reported to police, the previous incidents were officially recorded as simply theft, other. But they are examples of what is unofficially being categorized as gardening crime, or GC. Gardening crime deserves its own category because it has distinct, special, peculiar elements. It involves things of value, which would be more secure kept indoors, but which by their very nature cannot be. It doesn't threaten human life, but involves the removal of their living, growing things. It doesn't invade the Englishman's castle, but it crosses the moat. It is often considered too trivial to report, yet can spark extended bewilderment, upset and paranoia. In fact, Britons are expected to spend more than £3.6 billion on their gardens in 2006, and some insurers predict up to a seventh of the items purchased will eventually go walkabout, from garden or garden shed. The ABI estimates 1 in 7 gardens fall prey each year. Gardening Witch magazine thinks it's only 1 in 10 over 2 years, but breaks down the woe. 26% have planted tubs and baskets stolen, and 13% have plants lifted straight from the ground. The black market value of a hanging basket or small shrub is only £5, a large potted bay tree £30, but the average insurance claim after a GC incident is more than £250. Bob, Frank and Mick are 3 officers who take garden crime very seriously. At the Chelsea Flower Show last year, they built and planted their own garden complete with deep plant anchors and countless horticultural nasties. At West Drayton Station, on the outskirts of Greater London, they man a nerve centre above the dog section where they plot to banish GC from the borough of Hillingdon. Sergeant Bob Lander, Sergeant Mick Smooker and Crime Prevention Design Advisor Frank Freeman's jobs are to get inside the minds of garden criminals and either hunt them down or make gardens as unappealing and unpleasant for them as legally possible. Bob, Frank and Mick size up different types of gardening criminals who've operated in their patch. There are drunks going home late, who steal plants and flowers as a way of getting out of trouble with the missus. There are those who steal 50 hanging baskets on a Saturday night to sell for a fiver each at a car boot sale 80 miles away on Sunday. Then there are robbers stocking up with other people's plants and garden ornaments to auction off on eBay. There are travellers heading for Wales, a hotbed of garden spoil disposal. There are semi-pros who'll nick special plants and shrubs and koi carp to order for collectors. There are malicious or envious individuals picking on gardens entered for bloom competitions. And there are gangs who'll rip out an entire Japanese garden like doing a bank job while the owner's on holiday. The shire experiencing the highest rate of GC in Britain, according to Halifax Insurance, is Yorkshire. Halifax Insurance estimates that the average Yorkshire garden has a 1 in 10 chance of a theft before summer is out. But office worker David Harris, living with his wife in a fortified property three miles from the centre of Doncaster, has devoted every spare moment and penny to ensure he's not one of them. Since jettisoning the idea of a summer holiday, last year and this, David has put this money and all his savings into securing and strengthening our garden sufficiently so that no man, woman, druggie or child would stand a cat in hell's chance of profiting from it.